going on, folks? Welcome to the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend pre-season 3 after show or pre-show. Come follow us as we talk about sweet, sweet revenge.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
For old time's sake, let's go ahead and just listen to this, right?
And so I decided to move to West Covina, California. Brand new pals and new career. It happens to be where Josh lives.
I miss this graphic too, by the way.
I'm here.
She's the crazy ex-girlfriend.
What? No, I'm not.
She's the crazy ex-girlfriend.
That's a sexist term.
She's the crazy ex-girlfriend.
Can you guys stop singing for just a second?
She's so broken inside.
The situation's a lot more nuanced than that.
C-R-A-Z-Y.
All together?
Okay, we get it.
Crazy ex-girlfriend.
You said that way better than I did. What's going on, guys? It's your boy, Nino, and welcome to the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend Season 3 pre-show special here on AfterBuzz TV. That's what I was trying to say in the beginning here, but I got it out. There we go. You can follow me at Nino Lanero on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and my two lovely panelists are here. We're missing Renee, but we do have Brianna.
Hey, guys. You can find me, as always, bfips14, Twitter, and Instagram.
And we have Trine.
Hey, you guys. It's your girl, Trine. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trine.
All right, guys. So, season 3 pre-show special. And I got to give it up to the guy who kind of really tried to make us do this and really put together, like, if you pull this up really quick, a whole bunch of notes for us to kind of go over and talk about what could happen in season 3. And that is Cliff Ames Jr. So, shout out to you, Cliff. Thank you so much for preparing this. And you're the reason why we're actually doing this. So, yay to you.
It's like a bow down to him.
Bow down to Cliff.
Thank you, Cliff.
Bow down to Cliff. He really DM'd me on Twitter and was like, hey, I prepared this. And if you want to use it, feel free to do it. I'm like, this is actually really impressive.
It's amazing.
He's like a television analyst, literally, about everything we're about to talk about right now. So this is what I want to kind of do. And I want to run down the overview of what we think season 3 is going to be about. The nuances, obviously we love nuances, casting, predictions versus what we want to see. And we have some news for you guys as well, too. I'm going to start off with that, actually. So, with AfterBuzz TV, for the past 2 seasons, we've been doing the after-show special for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Unfortunately, this coming season, for season 3, we won't be having the long-form situation that we usually do for the after-show special. But we're planning something different for you guys, Brianna and I putting together. So, stay tuned. Watch out for that. What do you think, Brianna? Are you excited about that?
I'm very excited for it. I think we have a lot of good ideas swirling around. And I don't want to give too much away because we're still trying to figure it out. But next week, definitely follow our Twitters, our Instagrams, and look out for that because we're going to have something up by next week after the first episode is aired.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. But
exciting.
Right? Let's talk about the overview for season 3. We have the trailer, actually, that's up. We're going to watch a little bit of the clip there and kind of talk about what we see. And the biggest difference I see here, obviously, is it's a lot darker. I mean, we know Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is dark already.
And not just her hair.
And not just her hair. Everything's pretty much a little bit like, it's on the revenge side. I said earlier, sweet, sweet revenge, right? But the trailer shows that all there, basically. We kind of see the mood changes of Rebecca. You know, she goes from her highs and lows, right? She's a little bit more on the low, I'm gonna get you kind of side this time. What do you think?
I mean, she's definitely on the I'm gonna get you. I wouldn't even say it's a low, though. I feel like she's in her element. Like, she's her perfect element is always the, like, chase or the planning. It's never like once she kind of, like, I mean, we saw it last season. Once she got Josh, she had that kind of fall off,
right?
And then she was kind of after Nathaniel, and then she didn't really kind of come back until it was like, now we're engaged and let me plan the wedding. She's in her best element when she's planning something and when she's going after something. So I think we're gonna see her in her highest, like, kind of point, which is a low point. But
I'm scared.
She, the crazy ex-girlfriend, the crazy ex-fiance, is reemerging, especially with just, like, her, you know, revenge. Like, I can see her with, like, a knife or, like, you know, like,
just, I'm not even right, like, if
on a wedding cake, just
right.
Her on the wedding cake and just a knife,
her on the wedding cake and the
or you
knife.
Know, just somebody, a figurine that represents her with a knife.
But we did say last season that the ending was very Desperate Housewives feel,
right? Oh, right, definitely. Was she gonna jump off the cliff? Was she not? What was gonna happen? You know
crazy.
What I mean? If we could pull up the trailer in just a little bit here, we'll go ahead and kind of take a look and kind of analyze that a little bit more. But if we even look into something deeper, and Clifton mentioned this, the episode titles. they're a lot different than before. None of them say Josh on it. None of them have exclamation points. They're basically
question marks.
Or question mark. They're basically straight to the point. So if we can pull up that video there, we can go ahead and kind of just talk a little bit about everything and what we see. Although the music is still a little bit happy, but it's kind of like that cynical happy, which I'm kind of like excited to see. I'm sorry? Go ahead. Feel free to do it. Let's do it.
Friday, October 13th.
So this is this Friday that's coming up. I'm really excited for it. But look at that.
I'm wearing white, which is ironic.
That white dress there. I love that. That white dress right there is kind of like from Basic Instinct. We have a picture of that later on with Sharon Stone and kind of her revenge and whatnot. But looks like all of her friends are down to help her with this revenge plan. What do you guys think?
Is going down.
Well, it's like, I love that they had, that they put Heather in there saying she loved drama, because all of them made sense to me, but Heather, because, you know, Valencia, she's also an ex.
Right.
So she, you know, she can feel what Rebecca's feeling right now, and she can be part of that with her. Obviously, Paula's down for anything that Rebecca's going to do, because she's her ride or die.
Right.
But Heather's kind of like, why is Heather going to help her?
I think she's
Heather's
just
like lazy. So when they said, I love drama, it's like, okay, Heather's down because she just wants to be part of the drama.
Right. I think Heather's just bored at this point. She's like, what do I do? Is she still Miss Douche at this point?
Yeah, I mean, she never lost her title.
There you go.
Last time we saw her being Miss Douche was at the club.
At the club. Oh, that's right.
She never lost her touch.
That's right. She never lost her touch. I love it.
Oh, my gosh. But I mean, I thought it was interesting that, like, she's buying all these supplies, which I'm assuming are supplies for things she's going to do to Josh.
Right.
But she's wearing a bride beanie.
But, well, you know, I mean, she still has the thought in her head.
Like, does she, like, is she still thinking, I'm still a bride?
She's been a bride.
I wanted to be bride. With a cross.
Oh,
out there.
Yes. You know that would be interesting.
You know what you just said about her with she's in her element when she's fighting for something or she's pulling for something? I just thought about this right now. Maybe she really just wants to fight and get Josh to marry him because that's all she wants to do still.
That was my question for you guys, was do you think that she would still want to marry him and take him back if that was an option?
She's crazy, so yeah.
No, because he embarrassed her.
But you were
but he's embarrassed her before. He, like, literally ran out the minute she thought she was pregnant.
That's true.
And then he came back and she was like, oh my god, you're back, yay. Everything you've done to me.
This was embarrassment in front of her dad, who we thought was going to flake on her. In front of her whole family, her friends. He runs and does this, so I think that maybe the whole bride evacuation situation is just going to be, like, that's what we're going to see a lot this season, is, like, her plotting and planning and maybe just doing all these creepy things to Josh without him knowing that it's really her, because she has her accomplices.
Right, I could see that.
It's like it's her peeing on the equipment all over again.
Oh, let's not go there anymore. Another nuance I did see in that trailer, though, you saw everything that she could be mad about. You saw her stepping on the pretzel, the famous pretzel that was in the beginning of the first season, the first episode, actually.
Yeah.
You see that that's torn and that's done.
That's her view of West Covina. West Covina was never West Covina. It became that for her, but it was always Josh.
Right.
So the pretzel represents West Covina and the idea of her and Josh together and the idea of her being happy finally. And now that that's gone, the pretzel's destroyed.
That's it. That's it. Let's get into casting a little bit here, because some people are now series regulars. So shout out to David Hull. David Hull, White Josh. And Nathaniel. Nathaniel is now a series regular.
I always kind of thought he was minute he came back. Just on the show.
Yeah, for season two, I guess he still wasn't casted as a series regular.
Wasn't he in every episode?
Almost every episode. I would say, like, more than half the episodes, yeah. But I don't know. But yeah, but David Hull, I'm excited for White Joe to come back.
I'm excited for White Joe and Daryl, because I love that they're actually still together, that they've worked through some issues that we've seen. Like, I love that they kind of are representing the more healthy, even though in the last episode we ended with Daryl being like, we don't need to be married, let's have a baby. And White Josh just being like,
Daryl just needs that commitment. He's looking for that commitment all around.
And White Josh is very...
Maybe we'll see White Josh doing a lot of things to show and step up.
Do you think that they're actually going to be, like, looking for a surrogate or adoption agencies and stuff. Do you think like that's going to happen this season, or do you think they're going to kind of squash that right in the beginning?
I think it's going to be touched upon, but it's not going to be a whole part of the season, just because there's so much that's going on with Rebecca. Like, if we go ahead and pull up what I was talking about with the basic instinct picture, and just all these pictures that she does have coming on. I think she has one that was like more Breaking Bad or whatnot, but you can see here, this is a little bit darker here, right?
This is the Breaking Bad-ish one,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, the Breaking Bad-ish one, she was actually in
a yellow suit. Oh, that's the one with the yellow suit. Yeah, no, she was actually in yellow suit. I don't know, this one's just...
I'm not really sure which this one alludes to or whatnot, but this, but you can just tell straight off the bat that this is totally different. It's a lot darker on this side. The next picture...
Well, her balloon went from pink to black.
Right, exactly, like her heart.
Aww.
Like her heart. Today's like, oh.
She's, yes, like, just all in.
Right.
Revenge.
And the next one we see here is the Sharon Stone one, alluding to basic instinct here, and cigarette in the hand, just ready for her revenge to basically kick it off and just go for it, as you guys can see there. And she has a couple other ones that that are in her Instagram. So if you follow Rachel Does It, or Rachel Does Stuff, you could actually see it, as well as on the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend site. But then she also has some fun ones, too, that actually are a little bit more... Well, Brianna, I'm going to let you take this one away, because we talked about this before. The Tatas.
The Ta-Ta-Ta? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't...
Just speak your truth.
I just hate this so much.
This is going to be a like fun episode.
I remember seeing the commercial or whatever it was for these towels when it first came out online.
Yeah.
And thinking to myself, who would ever buy that? And why? Why is this a thing? Because, like, okay, I'm not going to go to the beach and just be hanging out in this.
But this is like for after your shower, right?
No, they showed people in the commercial. No. They were at the beach. No. And at the pool.
Well, they're using this for one of the episodes, Rachel says. I'm guessing. Well, it says it there, and I'm hoping she really does use it for one of the episodes, because that's hilarious there.
When they go on vacation.
Oh, no, she's definitely... I mean, that's totally...
That's in it.
That is... That's just Rebecca all to a T. She would totally buy that. She'd be down for it.
Oh, yeah, that's
she
definitely
She would think Rebecca she Bunch. Was fashionable.
Right. I wonder what that storyline alludes to, but there's so many other things that are there, too. They have, like, a medieval thing that's happening as well, too. I've seen a whole bunch of...
I've seen an 80s thing with her and Paula.
Right.
There's just I love that.
They're going back in time a little bit. I wonder if it's all in one episode, if it's spread out.
I'm sure it's spread out. You know, they always do their theme kind of songs and everything, too, so...
Right. It's definitely exciting. One question I do have for you guys, though, is we talked about this all the time. I'm pretty sure people want us to talk about it again. Will Greg return anytime that this is still on air?
I mean, I can say what I want, which is I do want him to return. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's like, I don't think she'll bring him back like for good, but I think it's not out of the realm that he might come back to make a cameo at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope he would if his schedule allowed it.
I think he might be in like a dream sequence. They might bring him back in that sort of aspect where she's
they
like
do a lot of those.
Going
yeah.
well, through.
When he left, he said, like, my dad's still here.
Right. So
like,
he
there
still
is
has something
still, like, I think, like, you know, a holiday episode they could bring him back. Like, he's back for the holidays from school.
That's true. And they're not done yet. I think they've only shot 3 or 4 episodes.
Yeah. I mean, I think most of it's going to depend on Santiago's schedule and right. if he can make it back rather than if they want him back.
Do you guys know
not.
What he's up to right now? I haven't really double checked.
I believe he's still in New York doing something out there.
Doing his thing in New York. Well, you never know. I think it could be a thing. Another thing that I wanted to talk about.
Maybe he's
too,
in the new Frozen musical on Broadway since he was Prince Hans in the
There you go. I mean, yeah, see, he has the money. There you go. He's like, no, I'm good. I'm good, guys. CW, it's cool. Let's talk about Rebecca's diagnosis. Now, we know she's seen Dr. Akopian a couple of times. Actually, a lot. You know.
Well, I mean...
But it still hasn't gone anywhere because...
I feel like all of her sessions put together would equal up 1 hour, though. I feel like she always leaves her sessions
in the middle of a
like 5 minutes in.
Or she just goes on a tangent and Dr. Akopian is just like, I'm just going to let you talk this out yourself. It's not really happening. But what
or
you
like
think?
The dream ghost one where she thought she was having a session, but really she had fallen asleep at the beginning of the airplane.
What do you guys think, though? What do you think is her real diagnosis?
She's bipolar.
You think she's bipolar?
She could be.
Okay.
I mean, she does have very highs and lows and extremes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pretend to know enough about mental health to try to guess what her diagnosis is. Because I don't want to like go off and say it's something when I could be completely wrong on that.
Right. I think I agree. I was a psych major, and I see the bipolar disorder there.
I wonder if she's going to have multiple.
Right. Oh, then just one? It could happen.
I mean, usually, I don't know, like, with mental health and stuff, but, you know, like, with physical disability, usually there's multiple, so multiple I don't know if with mental health there's usually multiple or just one.
Trinity was just talking about this. Mental Health Day was just yesterday, right?
On the 10th.
Mm-hmm. On the 10th. And the good thing about the show, as dark and crazy as it is, they bring this to the forefront with mental health. And we know it's been, it's a big issue, it can just range from so many different ways if you don't talk to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, now we have a Logic song out there, you know, the Suicide Hotline song with Khalid and Alicia Carr that just went, like, you know, it was on the Billboard charts forever this summer and still hitting it at the moment now, too. And you have something like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend that's on air that's talking about it in a more comedic way, but just to bring awareness to it. So as dark as it could be, it could still be a light for somebody to actually, you know, really talk about
well,
it.
Well, and I like... You know, with Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, I think one of the best things they do is they bring it around in a comedic way.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do it in a way where they're, like, just making fun of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because you still feel, like, when we saw her in the treatment facility at the end of last season, like, we were all kind of feeling bad for her at that point. Like, you know, we could understand her a little bit better, you know, even though we always knew. We didn't know that she'd ever, like, actually been sent for treatment, that she'd actually gone through all of this stuff.
Right. I still want to know more of that backstory and how she bounced back from that.
Because yeah, well, she obviously didn't bounce back.
Well, she didn't look the way she did. She relapsed, definitely. But just the story in between that time and, like, how...
Like, how she got out of the facility.
Right.
I mean, I think that's what... I feel like that's why we're going to see her diagnosis, is that maybe through those flashbacks, we'll see what the doctor said back then.
More and more flashbacks. I could definitely see that.
Yeah, and hopefully now this season she'll come to terms with admitting that she is, you know, facing these situations, because I sometimes feel like she, like, denies it or tries to act like everything is okay. But, you know, we see clearly that she's had some issues stemming from childhood with both her parents. So
she has issues with friendship. She has issues with men. She has issues with just, you know, being okay with who she is.
Right.
I mean, I think that I would hope. You know, I know she said, like, she wanted, what, 4 seasons?
Mm-hmm.
Ideally is what she wants out of this. Like, I would think that the ending would be her coming to terms and, like, learning to be who she is in her own self and not, you know, not being herself because she needs validation from everybody else.
Right. Right.
Oh.
That's right. Here's her, here's little Rebecca, right? If you, like... You see her denial from the beginning. So this could have stemmed from something, like you said, straight from the beginning, from her parents acting the way they were, from her dad leaving to not, you know, not really loving her in a sense or whatnot, her mom being overprotective and kind of crazy.
Well, her mom being overprotective, but then not allowing her to feel the love that she had for her.
Right, exactly. Not showing it the way she should have shown it or whatnot. So you have so many different things that could... allude to her being the way she is now or whatnot. You know
right.
What I mean?
I feel like there's so many layers to Rebecca. You know, we see her being in a relationship. We see her being a friend to someone who's going through marital issues. And now we're going to see her, how she deals with being left at, you know, her potential altar.
Right.
Because, you know, it shows, like, how does a woman deal with some sort of situation like that? Like, is she... You know, a lot of times, especially when she's working in, like, a position that she's higher up in, she's has to always be strong. She can never be, you know, weak or show any weaknesses. So it's going to be really interesting to see them.
Well, it is interesting to see the fact, like, they keep saying that every guy she dates is a replacement for her father, but keeps doing what her father did, whether it be in a good or a bad way. Like, yeah, her dad left and abandoned her. And then wasn't ever there for her and only was there for her when he needed something.
Right.
But we see that again with Josh and with Greg. Like, Greg eventually left, which was a smart decision. But, you know, there was times when he was there for his own selfish needs.
Yeah.
Not to be with her. And same with Josh. Josh, I would say, was always there for his own selfish needs. And then him leaving her as well multiple times. Like, every guy in her life, it's a continuous pattern.
Right. See, even Nathaniel, he was there for his own personal gain.
Yeah.
Versus anything else.
It's like these guys, they might do nice things for her and they might actually love her and want the best for her, but they're not in a position yet where they can be with her or with anyone. And that's the main thing that she needs to realize, is that you can't force a relationship to happen when it's not time or ready yet. Like, if someone else isn't ready to be with you, what's the point of having that relationship?
Yeah, definitely. There you go. Preach, preach. Jeff was waiting to push that in the booth. He was like, yes, I love this. I love this. But let's get into it then. Predictions versus what we want to see. Because we've kind of been talking about that throughout the whole time we've been talking the past couple minutes here. But there are some things that I do want to see. But there are some things I feel like are definitely going to happen.
There you go. Predictions.
So, Trini, I want to start with you over there at the end there and work our way this way. What do you think is going to happen? But what do you really want to happen in your heart of hearts?
Well, I'm pretty sure we're going to see Josh and his side of the story, why he chose to become a priest. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see the devastation of, you know, his family asking him what happened, him just this season also going through a personality defect. Like, who is he? Who am I really? Because I feel like he always kind of trying to mold himself around a relationship. We've seen that
right.
with every relationship he's in. And then obviously the girls are going to get together for a girls' trip.
Ooh,
it's gonna be happen. Fun. Yeah. That's where we see the
and what do you want to happen?
Boob thing coming. Well, I definitely want Rebecca to move on. I want her to reclaim who she is and to own who she is with this, and to see that okay, I've tried with Josh. I've done everything I can. I tried to plan the wedding. He didn't do anything. He's not man enough for me. He's not ready. I'm done. I want her to be like officially done with Josh.
There's some good quotes from this from this preseason show here from both of you here. We gotta get some quotes out later on. So Brianna, what about you?
I definitely think I agree with Trine. We're gonna see, you know, Josh come into some decision making. I don't think he'll be a priest. I think he'll drop out of that program, whatever that program is. I don't know the steps to becoming a priest.
The monastery and priesthood, it's a long time. I don't think he could handle all that.
Well, I don't feel like Josh can ever go his whole life without having sex again, too, which they've already brought up on the show.
True.
With Father Bra. Yeah. But I think, like, and I think we're, I don't know if this is a want or I think it's going to happen. Like, there's part of me that thinks it's going to happen, but I also want it to happen is his parents dealing with the fact that he's made this choice as being their only son and them being a very religious family. So they, part of them, I think, is going to be appreciative that he wants to join, you know, the church and stuff. But then there's part of them that's going to be like, this is our only son. We want grandchildren, da, 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 like, you know, that kind of family dynamic. I definitely, you know, we're going to see Rebecca formulating this group with these girls and like all these crazy schemes coming up. And I think, you know, Josh is definitely gonna, at I don't know how long it'll take, but he'll definitely find out that she's doing all of the stuff. And so they're gonna have to finally come face to face with each other and actually kind of hash it out.
Right.
My wants, I definitely want Greg to come back.
Right, okay.
Because I love Greg. Everyone knows that I was team Greg. I want Nathaniel to lose his, I want him to actually like realize that what he thinks he wants is not what he actually wants. Mm-hmm. He was starting to kind of get that during last season, but I want him to really like kind of like lose that men and women can't be together attitude for a long time, that we're only together to have these animalistic needs met.
Right.
So I want him to kind of lose that and actually be romantic. And then my final prediction of what I think will happen, and this is like kind of like an end of the show thing. Uh-huh. I think everybody's going to find someone to be with, and it's none of each other.
Oh, I like that. Out of the circle.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's always great to date out of your friend circle, by the way.
I think a great ending for the show would be, like, almost like Rebecca, like, coming into her own, realizing that she is a strong woman, that she does have enough value in herself to not be with somebody else, and then kind of running into someone random and just a spark hitting.
And that's a whole nother show there. Spinoff!
That's copyright by Brianna Phipps.
There you go. Writers, hire her. You can find her at, what is it, bphipps14?
Yeah.
On Twitter. DM her, guys. My predictions are kind of like all of yours. I don't think Josh is going to stay within the priesthood or the monastery. I think maybe it's going to last for one or two episodes at the most.
Yeah.
And it's going to cut, and it's going to go in a whole another direction, and it's going to be Josh finding himself and what he really wants, because you're right. He molds himself to his relationships, what other people want, you know, want of him, like him working with his dad or whatnot, or him, you know, he just doesn't know exactly who he is as a person yet. And I think he's going to have a lot of growth this season. Personally, I mean, on if you follow Vincent, who plays Josh on Instagram, he's like on this crazy fitness journey to become like a superhero right now. Mm-hmm. Like a crazy superhero.
You can also
superhero.
See amazingly adorable photos of him and his husband.
Like, right, right. On his, if you follow his Instagram or his social media, he's doing this whole crazy transformation. So I wonder if he has a role that's already there and or he's trying to get one. But anyways, that's another story there. But I feel like that's going to happen for him. I feel like Valencia is going to be with Rachel this whole time, or with Rebecca this whole time, but this is going to be one part of the episode she's like, well, if I'm helping her, why can't I help myself get Josh back? Mm-hmm. I think I want Josh back. That could
be a
cool little
twist.
Do you
think they're going to start becoming a rivalry again?
Just for one episode, because I feel like their friendship is pretty strong and whatnot, and they're going to realize, hey, no, it can't be no girl-on-girl hate. It's going
to
be...
Not to interrupt you, but I just really quickly want to ask, mm-hmm. do you guys like it better, Valencia and Rebecca being friends or enemies?
I'm all about the girl love, so I think I like them together. You like
honestly,
them?
Honestly, I like them enemies. I like that.
I'll say this. I like them as a storyline together.
Uh-huh.
Music-wise, I like them as enemies.
I like that. There you go. That's kind of cool. Yeah, music-wise,
because some of the best songs, like the whole song with her wearing Valencia's skin like a dress was one of the best songs of season one.
The yoga song, too.
I agree.
Yoga.
Right. Which, oh my god, her yoga song. Valencia's yoga song. But yeah, so I think that's going to happen. I think Rachel isn't going to end up with anyone, like you guys say as well, too. Although I am still Team Josh for some weird reason. I just want to see them together at the end. I think she's going to be with somebody totally different as well, too. And she's going to empower herself at the end of this whole thing.
I think at this point, no, she can't be with Josh or Craig or anyone. Right. Like, they've all had way too much past and history to be together.
What I want, though, is I want Greg to come back at the end of season three. Just at the end of season three.
Okay.
For an awesome season four with him in it. That's what I want to see.
Now, speaking of, because we do know that Greg had a really great voice on the show, singing wise, mm-hmm. and we didn't bring it up with guest stars.
Ooh, the guest stars. Josh Groban.
Josh
Groban's going to be a guest star on this, and we know his voice is pretty amazing.
they haven't said like how, like if it's one episode or multiple episodes, right?
Yeah, on his IMDb, I haven't seen a multiple.
Just one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one. So that'll be interesting, but there's supposed to be more and more guest stars for this season as well, too.
I mean, we saw a ton kind of last season.
Exactly.
So
I'm kind of excited, and Josh Groban's pretty big. So that's pretty, and it'd be pretty cool there.
Well, we all know that he has an amazing voice, so.
Right. Well, for once, who would you want to see on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend as far as a guest star?
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, who would be crazy
well,
to make
a
little
cameo?
Well,
I feel like I have, like, people that I want to be on it for acting-wise, and then I have, like, because I'm a Broadway person, mm-hmm. people that from the Broadway
what
scene
about
that
from
I
Broadway?
Want to see.
Because a lot of people would appreciate that from, there are a lot of Broadway fans that watch the show.
Laura Bell Bundy, great.
Yes.
Laura Bell Bundy would be great. I feel like Laura Bell Bundy would come on to be like a co-crazy girlfriend or something.
Like she's gonna come. I can see that.
But yeah, Laura would be great. Kristen Chenoweth would be amazing.
I feel like that's coming. I really feel like that's gonna happen.
Jane Krakowski would be great. Why am I blanking on her name right now? Oh, it's bugging me. It'll come to me randomly. When we already had Patti LuPone, Idina Menzel would be amazing.
Right.
Like, you know,
I would love Idina on there
even,
too.
Even like some of like the newer Broadway people, like I'm blanking on everyone. He was in Frozen as well.
I would like to see Idina on. I think she could play a really cool character. I think Rachel can come up with something really cool for Idina Menzel.
Jonathan Groff, that's who I was thinking.
Thank you for the guy. Jonathan Groff would be cool. He's in that new Mindhunters show on Netflix.
Oh, awesome. Nice.
But he was in Spring Awakening on Broadway and stuff, and he would be like a great younger kind of mm-hmm. feel to the show.
That'd be cool.
I don't know. There's a lot of people.
Like pop singers or another hip-hop artist to come and debut.
Ariana Grande. That would be random.
That would be really random. Like Beyonce really would be random,
Cardi
too.
B.
Cardi B.
What if she went on that?
I would like to see Zac Efron.
Yeah, oh,
I know that's really random, but
I would love to see Justin Timberlake be on there.
Oh, I like that too. I'm like, you know what? Now that you mentioned Cardi B, she would be perfect for this episode. Or for this season. Because of the revenge factor.
Right?
Right. That would be amazing. Anyways.
I would, like, really honestly take almost anybody. Because right. I just think that the more guests... I want to see the show continue, and I don't want it to get canceled before they're ready to end it. Right. And I know the ratings haven't been the best. I know that the president stood up for it last season right. when he renewed it.
That's,
so
that's
I would,
the push.
I would really, like, think, like, the more guest stars they can get, it is a more benefactor for them to keep it around.
Right, and it's, I mean, it's a critically acclaimed show, and that's the reason why the president of CW stood beside it the whole time, although the ratings weren't there for them.
Do we
them.
Know if the ratings via Netflix
they, are so for, good? That's the funny part. So for streaming-wise, they were they did so well for season one. I'm not sure about season two, but season one was one of the most popular shows on Netflix when it came on. So I'm guessing it's the same for season two. They do really well streaming because, I mean, anyone can watch
it. It is a very binge show.
It's a very binge show. Anyone can watch it anytime and, you know, just go through it. But to know that they were one of the most popular shows on Netflix for season one could be, you know, who knows? Maybe if they don't, like, say, they might maybe pull a mini project. And if they don't do well for CW
just
this time.
Just be a Netflix show.
They could be a Netflix show.
That would be,
you know what I mean?
Cool.
I'm fine with it as long as it just finishes. My biggest pet peeve for shows are when they... It's kind of sucks because it's like shows either don't, you know, get to finish their story or they go on for way too long and just should have finished before Grey's Anatomy.
And to add on to who I would love to really see on the show would be Britney Spears.
Oh, Britney.
Like, like, or Madonna.
Bernadette Peters was the one I was thinking of earlier.
I could see Bernadette Peters. Yeah. Awesome. Well, there you have it, guys. Season 3 pre-show. There could be a lot that's going to pop up or happen. Really big shout out to Cliff Ames Jr. for putting this all together. We really appreciate that. Follow him at Cliff Ames Jr. on Twitter. Once again, it's your boy, and you know you can catch me at Neil Lanero on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And watch out for what me and Brie are about to bring to you guys. One more short-form type of show. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter so you can see what's happening.
And you guys can find me at BFIPS14 on Twitter and Instagram. And, yeah, what Nino said.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinae.
Thank you, guys. We have other shows, too, so follow us and see what we're up to here at AfterBuzz.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.